Hi, and welcome to Our Sexuality.
A podcast where we talk about our sexualities, the LGBTQIA plus issues, and then so much more. Before we start this episode, we want to hear from you, hookup stories, dating, anything that you want to discuss. Emails at tyandjermaine@gmail.com, and we have also a Patreon, which you can search Patreon, and we have the Tic Tac Crew for $5. We have the Send Big for $10 and the VIP Plus. I'm Jermaine Calando.
I'm Tyron Simon.
And this episode, we're going to discuss education. How do you feel about education?
I have a different standpoint on education than I once had.
Okay, well, what's your former standpoint?
My former standpoint on education, because I was always taught, especially with me being a black male, you must go to college. Absolutely have to. No questions about it. So for a long time, that was my mindset. Like, college was an absolute must. Do I still have that same mindset now? Not exactly. Even though I have went to college and I did get my
Well, I mean, I'm a black male. My dad required me to get a high school diploma, and that was it. That's all he required us to all have. All five of us have a high school diploma. It was hard for my next youngest brother to get his, but he went through summer school and then he graduated. But I didn't see higher learning, that's what college is, or getting like a trade as a thing for myself. I've never seen that as a thing that I ever really cared for. Like, I wanted to be a writer, first and foremost. And I really felt like writing is more about living experience. It is true. I think I would have done better if I did go to college. I would probably explored my sexual escapades better if I did go to college. But I would have probably still been, I mean, it's just a different path. So I didn't go to college, and I went from a job working. I was working in the kitchen, and I was a bus boy. It's very cold, so he has his fan out. He's fanning himself. I have on shorts, and they are ridden up. So I have a lot of
I'm
skin
hot.
out.
I'm hot.
I'm a cold nature person, and it's cold now. We're in autumn. So personally speaking, I went from a bus boy into my cousin had got a job at a store, and I'm still currently at that store. So that's pretty much part of my like growing up. But like, for me, education was great. I did love my education. I just have a big issue with authority.
Okay, so for me, I think we talked about on podcast for me, so
I mean, just you discuss it again. How do you feel?
I have a learning disability. I'm dyslexic. So for me, education was very challenging, especially when you don't necessarily learn the same way
As others.
as others. So for me, I had to do tutoring where my classmates didn't necessarily have to do that.
I have tutoring.
Not talk about some of my other classmates.
I mean,
Yeah, didn't have
okay, what I'm
to
saying
do
is
that.
like I wasn't the best student either, but also like I had to take certain type of classes as well for like writing, because I wasn't a fast writer and I wasn't a fast reader, so I had extra time as far as those two things. But far as school, I didn't mind tutoring. I had started taking tutoring probably since third grade, and then my EOC wasn't the best in fifth grade, so I had to like take a extra class, I think in sixth grade or seventh grade, one or two. So that was annoying because it was like kind of like study hall basically. No, it was eighth grade, and then I'm like this bitch, as teacher. That was my science associate. Say, and her husband was my teacher. He was really cool, but she was a bitch and major bitch and lucky racist. So,
well, you know what?
But the weirdest thing is, I mean, most of my teachers have always been really like nice and very any teacher I didn't like, we've gotten one person fired as a teacher. But that's because she was low-key very creepy. Other than that.
But, so from my experience, yeah, my first teacher, like my first kindergarten teacher, so my first bully was a teacher. So, yeah. So, she saw that I had some kind of learning disability, but she was older, so she had no patience, or she just didn't like me for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And also, she, like, you could obviously see the way she treated the students of color versus the students that were of Caucasian descent. So, yeah, I remember that not being the happiest time for me, but other than her per se, there's only one other teacher that I had that I considered a bad teacher. But, three.
Yeah. But, like, education's hard to tell people this. It's what you make of it. So, I treated education, and I had to treat my teachers different because I don't like authority. I mean, you think you're older than me. That's cool. You think we are going to do this. I'm also taller than you. At a certain age, I was taller than all my teachers. The majority of my teachers, unless they were coaches, and that's mostly just high school. Yep. Like, it's weird to tell people this. I went from Miss Simone to Miss Tally. My kindergarten was fun.
Wait. I don't think we should use names now.
Oh, please. They probably did. So, and then Miss Bryson, she was younger. That was my third grade teacher. Miss Beesies. She was nice. I had to wear glasses. I needed glasses at a younger age. I had to take speech for a long time because I had,
a stutter?
Mm-hmm. I had a stuttering issue for a long period of time.
So did I. So I had to take speech. I took speech from, second grade up until eighth. So,
yeah. Yeah, I just got tired of going. But, yeah, it's weird. So, the difference between where I'm from 1995 until 2008, when you are 1995 to 2013?
Mine was...
Oh, I bet. I said it wrong.
99.
99?
99.
Because... You're 94?
No.
When did you
write that? 95, but no. I specifically remember...
You went to school early?
I guess so, because I specifically remember being in my kindergarten class, and she wrote 1999 on the board. But, so, maybe I was in 4K, so, who knows?
It sounds like pre-K, though. Because I never know. They've been a little smart, little one.
I don't know, but,
did you graduate at 17 or 18?
18. So I don't know, but I specifically remember me being in my kindergarten class and she put 1999 on the board. But
how'd that happen?
I don't know. But
you never got yelled back?
No.
I feel like it was 2000. Wait, you must have been, you may be thinking of preschool. You could be thinking of preschool.
No, because this was at, well, I'll say it because I don't go there. This was definitely at Old Town Elementary. But, yeah, but anyway,
you said it was changed about higher learning. How do you feel about it now?
So, not that I felt pressured. I felt pressured to myself because my aunt and I are the only two people in our family that has completed college. And I really wanted to complete college. But, however, if I were to go back and do it now, okay, I would do it differently. But let me explain my whole education. As I said, I had learned disability. Mm-hmm. And my first teacher was a bully to me.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, I had to do tutoring. I had to I had to go to the learned disability classes. So I was very much in that. And then the teacher that they had in there, she was pregnant and they took her out. And they brought in this. Well, I'm not going to call her a teacher because she didn't have her license. I don't know why she was put in the classroom at that point. So, yes, I'm low-key dragging this school, too. But she didn't have our credentials. She was, like, a semester or two away from finishing.
Okay.
And they put her in the classroom, and she just had no patience, even though this was a learned disability class. So my mom had to get involved, and long story short, they put the teacher who was pregnant out back in the classroom because this woman did not have her license to teach. So, yeah, it was difficult for me. But then when I got to middle school and I got with, I'll say her name because she unfortunately has passed, Miss Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
In middle school, like, school was turned around for me. It was like a 360.
Mm-hmm.
So I also credit her with being the teacher that made me like school again, kind of. Because even though I was just moving on to middle school, I was like, I just expected more of the same in elementary, like me struggling and stuff like that. But it wasn't like that for me.
Okay.
So then once I got to high school, of course, I guess I really came out my shell in high school. So I had a good high school experience, and then I had teachers, and then that made it fun. And also, like, because I was still in the learning disability classes,
mm-hmm.
we had different classes than the regular folks had. So instead of, like, fucking calculus, which we still tackled a little bit of that, of course, but we had a financial management class, which I feel like that's going to help you more in life than fucking calculus.
I didn't take calculus. I wanted to take calculus, though.
So you learn how to manage your finances mm-hmm. and budgeting your bill, that's going to help you more in life than calculus. So, and then once I got through high school, I went to college. For me, my college, and yes, I will drag them again, the Art Institute. I went to the Art Institute of Charleston, which is closed now. So, and the Art Institute has been involved in a big scandal where they were giving students loans, taking students from low-income areas and giving them loans that they could never pay off. And usually, by the time that they were like halfway through the program, they couldn't afford to stay in school no more. So they'll end up dropping out, and they still have to pay these loans back. So I do not recommend people going to the Art Institute because not only with their shady practices, they also are notoriously known for their accelerated learning. And because it's accelerated, instead of like a semester, we have quarters. So it used to be 10 weeks. I think it's now 13. But in those weeks, you got to cram, 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 cram. to learn everything and pass everything. Mm-hmm. And then you forget everything because you're on to something new.
Okay.
So.
So what's changed about the process? Did you not like your experience? Or yeah. You just feel like it's not something that you recommend to people?
It's not something I would, well, both. I did not like my experience at that school because I felt like, one, when you go to a school like that, there's no such thing as a cafeteria or anything like that. So you're paying for your own food, stuff like that. And not to mention, they charge you ridiculous amounts to live in student housing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're living in a 2-bedroom apartment with 4 people living in there.
So I don't want to give that higher learning is a scam. I don't...
Well, I'm not saying higher learning is a scam.
I mean, my whole thing is always to tell people college is what you make of it, as well as high school. I don't want to shit on it because I don't have a degree. I didn't deal with that life. But...
I'm saying the college that I went to...
I'm not saying that. I gather that. It's yeah. My whole point is like... So, college is very expensive here.
Yes.
In USA, we pay upwards of like 100 a semester. 1,000. 100,000 a semester.
Who's paying 100,000 a semester?
Or a year.
A year, yeah.
So, yeah. My point is, like, it depends what kind of school you go to, what kind of college you're going to. There are private colleges. There are, we have things called Harvard and those luxury schools, and we have also HBCUs.
Well, those HBCUs. Are
the elite.
Yeah, the elitist schools.
That's my whole point. So, personally speaking, we do prefer people to pay, and I don't mind that idea, but the issue I have is that people are never been taught, like, skills are a thing. So, I personally wish more people were into the idea of what a plumber is, or an electrician, because a teenager getting into that, especially someone that doesn't have the natural path or doesn't have a wherewithal to be like, I don't want to go to college. I knew I didn't. I was going to go to college. I just wanted a year off, and I didn't go. But I still have most of my credentials to go to college.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about. So, me wrapping up my college experience. If I were to have to go back and go through college now, I would not pick a private college because private college, they can do whatever the fuck they want to do, which I did not really understand the difference between a private and a public college at the time. Now I understand more about it. So I would go to a public college, and I would probably, first I would probably take all my math stuff at a 2-year college because it's cheaper to take those classes at a 2-year college and then transfer into a big university. Mm-hmm. Because you take the same classes regardless. It's just you're going to pay more at a 4-year college.
Okay.
So I would take my basic, like my English and stuff like that at 2-year college and transfer to a bigger college. And I would probably... like, for instance, like the colleges that everybody tries to get into, especially here, are like Wake Forest, Duke, UNC, all those colleges. Just because your friends are going to a college in your area that's popular doesn't mean you're going to. In fact, it's better for you to go to a college that's less likely known, so you have a better chance of getting in. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters on that resume that a boy's looking at is if you went to college or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't.
I didn't go to college, so this isn't a discussion. So for anyone that's part of the discussion, like, why is he just talking, not both of us? I don't know. I don't really have nothing to add. I don't really have high learning experience. I was going to go to a college, maybe, but it wasn't my thing. So, personally speaking, I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, but it's good to have two different paths. But
this isn't a discussion of two different paths right now. It's weird to talk about, like, well, this is what you could do. I can't tell you.
Yeah, so yeah, just let me finish that out, you know? Because I feel like it's better to have two different paths, where versus I have these college loans to pay off. Mm-hmm. Jermaine doesn't have that. So, so yeah. So especially with college, it's, you gotta look at it more as a financial investment, mm-hmm, than educational, unfortunately, especially in the US. So you gotta do what's best for your wallet. And sometimes college is not in the cards for your wallet. So I was lucky enough to be able to afford college. But just because you did not go to college, that doesn't mean you can't have a good career or a good life. Like, my mom didn't go to college, and she makes $23 an hour. Mm-hmm. Versus me, who did go to college.
You feel the drain.
Yeah. Versus me, who did go to college, and she makes more than I do. So, yeah. But, Jermaine, how... So, and one more thing. It's also, just because you want to do something when you're 18, doesn't mean you do that for the rest of your life. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that schools tell these kids, well, when you're a junior, you need to know exactly what you want to do, exactly what you want to do for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That's stupid. A 17-year-old cannot...
I don't want to say that, but I will say it's kind of... Okay, it's indicative for kids to learn a path.
Yeah.
So, the weirdest thing that people keep forgetting is that, like, I knew my path. I knew that I did not give a fuck about school anymore, but I wanted to graduate. I knew I was going to graduate. I did not know I was going to college or not. It was really up to me. I didn't care. But if I did go to college, I probably would have gotten into most of the college I wanted to go to. Because the college I want to go to was actually our institutes. I was going to take up either fashion or photography or writing.
So I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't.
I mean, I wanted to go to our institute of, not our institute, but it was one in San Francisco that I was going to go to. So, like, I had five options I wanted to go to. I was going to go to Hampton University. That was my main option. But, but mainly for writing. And I'm a math person. So, like, I knew I was.
And see, I am not.
I love math. And for me, a lot of, even a teacher recommended me, like, to be a teacher. I just didn't care for kids. I'm just good at learning, and I learn people. But moral of the story is kids have to have structure, and it's just like giving a religion. Religion also plays a part of why parents don't go religious until they have children. Same thing with like school. So when you start high school, they ask you what path do you want to go upon. Some people say college, some people say a trade, some people won't know. There are a lot of undecideds. And by the end of high school, people, that last year, the last 2 years, they'll take the SAT or the SATs. SATs or ACT.
Yeah. I took the ACT.
And most people, ACT is a lot better for most people. And yeah. Now that the SATs took off writing again, thank God.
They need to.
They needed it to. And they added it for a particular reason to help people that are better at stories. So that's the thing. How can I discuss this? So, you need structure to go from high school to college,
yes.
Because the structure high school will build upon you, college won't build, is that you now have freedom. Your parents were over you until you turn 18. Now you have more structure in what classes do in compared to others. Whereas people are like, what does this mean? If you took like higher learning classes in school the last year, like AP classes, it would have helped you transition to college a lot easier than others. Whereas other people are now in a culture shock. That's when the freshman 15 happens, SATs happen, and you're now liberating yourself. So higher learning is a very hard process for someone that's 18 to learn, but it's best to learn it at 18, 19. Then say if I go back to school, all I will be doing is studying, like learning online classes or going there and just, I'll be about my business and I'll probably will graduate early with my, you know, associate, bachelor's, master's. I can go back anytime I choose to. We have schools here. We have a type of tech. But moral of the story is, you need to figure out what you want to do as a base and figure out if that does have your other majors there.
Yes, but just to go back to what I was saying for a second, just because you decide something now when you're 17, 18 years old,
you're still not going to do it.
No, that doesn't mean you have to do that for the rest of your life. For instance, like what I want to do now with my life is completely different than what I did fucking 9 years ago when I was in high school.
But that's the whole point. But that's the, or most people don't realize this. So like,
no, but I'm saying for the 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds mm-hmm. who are listening, they don't know that yet because they don't have that life experience.
But see, my whole point is, okay, end of the day, at 18, you're not going to know who you are. You're still going to want to go to college. And I do prefer people to go to college so you can get it all out. You do not want to be in your 20s and confused. You do not want to be in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, confused. Your sexuality actually comes out great at 18 because you don't have your parents to hold you. You don't have your grandparents to hold you. You don't have a family to hold you back. Now you are more liberated than you ever have been. But now you also have the schools that you have to, and you have loans. You have all this pressure. But guess what? You are going to have the same pressure that you have from college. You're going to have that when you graduate regardless. College will hold off some of this pressure a little because at least you get the loans back. You get to financial aid. You get to, you know, you get to do more stuff while you're in college and you can like go start a bullshit job. But you can also do internships that will help you prepare yourself for the real world. A lot of you will not go for your degree. And that's normal.
Okay, now I would like to say this, because I disagree with that. Because a lot of people, they get to college and they think it's party time. If that is your goal in college, is to have a good time, you don't need to. If that's your only goal for college, you don't need to go to college.
But that's the problem. But
no. Hold on. Because college is a business investment. You're investing into yourself.
Yeah.
And if those grades slip to where you don't care, then guess what? You're going to get kicked out. And then if you get kicked out, that doesn't look good if you're trying to get back into college later.
Okay.
And also,
but you changed.
No. And also, you still got to pay them loans back. So even if you leave, so even if you get kicked out of college.
But the moral story is.
Yes.
So I think. So. Don't just look at. Okay. My whole point is always the same thing. You are going to go to. Most of y'all will go to college. If you are 16 to 18, if your goal is to get out of that house that has oppressed you, you have to go to college.
Not necessarily.
It's better for you to go to college.
Not necessarily.
It is way better for you to go to college than for you to stick around and feel like you are trapped. Moral of the story is for you to figure out a way. You have to find your point. If you are a 13-year-old, especially you, if you are a 13-year-old and you do not know who you are, and you have all these bubbling feelings inside of you, you now have to get it together. Because guess what? You have 5 years to get your shit together for college. And now you have to figure out, once you get to college, who will accept you?
No. Okay, listen. Like I said, college is a business adventure.
It is a business adventure, but it's also about diversifying yourself.
But, however, no. You're missing it because you didn't go to college. No, I'm not saying that to put you down or anything. But here's what I'm saying. If you're going to just express yourself, because I've had roommates, I've had people who literally just went to college to express themselves and have fun. Most of those people who went to college for that did not graduate. And trust me, it may seem fun in the moment, but when those loans keep knocking at your door, say, hey, you need to pay that, you have nothing to show for it. Okay. So, I'm just saying,
all right.
You need to go, when you're going into college, you need to know, okay, am I here to just have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I here to get this business investment?
All right, we gotta take a break.
And we're back.
So, some people don't go to college. I'm one of those people. Before I say anything about my experience, I do want to tell you, all those out there, if you're 12 to 18, study hard. Figure out yourself. And if you don't know your sexuality, or if you are at a place where you are oppressed, you may have to go to high school. You may have to go to college. I will tell you this once again. Please figure this out. At 13, 14, 15, and 16, you have to study hard. You got to get those A's and B's, my baby. By 17 and 18, you got to figure out what the shit you want to do. So this is a hard time. But guess what? You got this shit. Why do I say this? Because guess what? If you are part of the LGBTQ+, you're going to face more adversities than you ever think of in your life. Why? Because guess what? It's hard knowing when you fully identify as who you are as a person. Shit gets worse because reality knocks you down. Why do I say this? Because life sucks. But also, life is beautiful at times. When can life be beautiful? In college. Also, when can life be beautiful again? Once you get out of your family house. It is hard to tell you this. Why do I tell you this? It's because some of y'all will not get to experience your bisexuality. You're full on morphing into, like, identifying as a they, identifying as a non-binary, identifying as a full on lesbian, identifying as just a gay man, gay woman. It is hard to discuss this because it is something that I have to fully tell you, hey, get that degree. Why do you need to get the degree? Because you'll get a better job than most people. It is sucky to tell you this because you getting this degree means you will make better friendships than you have now. All these people that support you don't always support you. These are friends of the moment. It sucks to tell you this. The friends you meet in college are the friends that you're going to probably have your back, and also get your own degrees. When you get your degrees with their degrees, they'll help you along the way. That's why people do frats. That's why people do sororities. I don't believe in those things because I don't like that shit. But if you are queer, you also identify and you're also part of a big old sorority and fraternity called the LGBTQ+. And under that umbrella, you have to live this life the way you want to. Whether you want to talk about standing up for what you believe in or not, you have to live the life that we all have to do. So, I do believe that you should go to college. What do I want to tell you? I really will tell you this. It's best for you to go to a community college. It's best for you to go get your trade. It's best for you to figure out a business. So, when you get your own business at 18, 19, and 20, that you are doing better than most adults would ever do. Because you are making up your own rules and you're only living your own goddamn lives. The weirdest thing is, as a trade, you don't like that shit. The worst thing to tell you this is that a trade will help you way longer than any person in high school. That all of the people that get degrees, half of them use their shits. Half of them know what they're doing. Most of the people that you are learning life don't even like their lives. You may work a job that you don't think that you like, but because you took that trade in electricity, or you took that trade in plumbing, or you got that trade that taught you how to ride. If you like traveling, guess what? That trade can get you all the way on a big-ass bus, on a big-ass truck, and you can go anywhere you want to go.
And that's a fact.
And that's the worst thing to tell people. But the thing is, the reason why I'm going to put that in there first. I am a homosexual. I found out I was homosexual while I was being bi-curious. Being bi-curious means that I was really, really going to date girls. But at the same time, I just kept looking at penises. So, I didn't go to college. Part of the reason why I didn't go to college is I was going to wait a year. And then I just chose not to do it because I'm a creative person. When you're a creative person, that means things are different for you. This is to all the people that also be like, I'm creative. I don't have to go. You need to go. To anyone out there that draws, it's best for you to go to college so you can hone your skills and so you can get into good animation places. And also, anyone that does the TikTok, this helps out for you to get your good degrees. Anyone that does editing, this helps out for you too, because guess what? That's what DP is. And everything you do can become a team. So, as a creative person that I am as a person, it does suck that I did not do what everyone else did. But as a creative, I was doing writing, I was drawing, I was photographing at your age, at 16, 17, 18. And then at 19, I had my job that I have now. Do I want to work there? No. Do I have to work there after this? Yes. But I am more liberated than all of you are now because I'm older. Being older means I have a lived experience as a person than you do. My lived-in experience means that I know what I did wrong. I can go back and change, but I would not change a thing because all the things I've done got me to who I am right now. So that's a beautiful process. Your process in living your life will not be the same process that I'm living my life. I'm at the moment broke. But also, I still have plans to get an LLC because I am my own entity. As a business, I am a brand because I am the person that creates everything. But also, being a comedian, that is one thing I do now. I do recommend all the people that think you're funny or told you've been funny all your life, go find stand-up. Go find improv. This will help you a lot. Go find acting. I gotta take acting classes shortly. I gotta take voiceover classes soon as well. So I have to do all these things at my old ass age of 31.
31 is not old, so call yourself old.
But the whole point is, I'm older. Being older works. It has its benefits because now I have a mindset that you don't have. You have a lot of anxiousness that you'll have for a long period of time. You don't know what introvert means. You don't know what extrovert means. You love people. You hate people. You feel what everyone else is feeling as
an empath.
You keep thinking of everything as you keep having nervous breakdowns at times because you just feel every emotion. So the difference between me and you is that my life is lived. I've gone through so many men that were bad for me. And also, I can make fun of all those people. I have material of lived-in experiences. You have to build your build stuff with creativity. It doesn't really make sense to you at this time, but I live my life way better than most. I'm free. But that's because I believe in being American. Over-opinionated and not giving a fuck. So, me having a living experience also taught me that if I choose to go back to college, I could. Will I ever go back to college? No. Do I believe in colleges? Yes. I will always believe in colleges. The person I'm talking to wants to be a holistic doctor, and he has to figure out what he wants to do. And there's something that I don't discuss with a lot of people because he's a very great guy. And me discussing something about him makes me feel like a nice person. I know. I have my weaknesses. So, being my age without college did not change much, but it will hinder you. If you get a trade, you get an LLC, and you start your businesses. Without that, we don't know what to tell you. I will also say, if you do love your body and want to express yourself and do it in a naughty way with OnlyFans and Just for Fans and Pornhub, whatever have you, you have to figure out, will this hurt me in the future? Because we're beautiful and you look great right now and your hole looks so beautiful and tight and it's not loose yet.
Okay.
There's a thing there. More of the story is, you can get ran through or people will all fuck the shit out of you. And you will not look the same.
Okay, so the moral of the story is, but I'm
saying in the
beauty
day,
fades.
No, I'm not going to say beauty fades because most, if you are of a person of color, you will not fade as fast as others. So
I don't. At the end of the day, you're not going to look the same as 65 that you do at 18.
So I'm 31. I'm gonna look like this for at least till I'm 60. I've looked like this since I was 9. Actually, 5. So I'm very. I don't believe in all of those things. But what I'll tell you is this: you have to figure out your own path. Figuring out your path does take time. But do I recommend college? Yes. If you are 21, do I say to go to college? Yes. Are you 25 and going to college for the first time? Yes. If you're 45, go to college. But learn the difference of living. If you are now lived in, you have now been illiterate. Like, you don't do what everyone else has to do. If you have now settled in the fact that you are bisexual, settled in the fact that you are discreet homosexual, your identity is whom you identify as, you've now learned more things about yourself, and that helps you with college and that helps you with life. Do I say party? If you choose to. I'm not that person. I've never really cared to party. I've always wanted to be a club kid, but that's because I'm a great entity as a person. Duh. But not everyone can be what I can be. You have to figure out what will make you lead. My goal in life is making more of people leaders than ever a follower. Don't forget that you have to love yourself before you have to love yourself first and last. So you wake up, it's you. When you go to sleep, it's you. You can have someone right beside you. You still got to open your eyelids and close your own eyelids. When you have kids, it's the same thing. When you have fur babies, it's the same thing. So nothing changes. You have to figure out going from high school you to college you. Going from high school you to working you. Going from high school you to learning a trade into working you. You have to figure out what is going to be the best path for self. And on that path, on that discovery, you get to learn your sexuality. You get to learn your personality. You get to meet new friends. Yes, it's a lonely world having a trade because you do what other people can't do. But also, there are trades that colleges is better for, with like computer programming.
Well, I do want to interrupt here. Okay, with a trade, like for instance, plumbing, that is something that's always going to be needed. If you're doing something like accounting, you and 100,000 other people got the same degree for accounting.
It's not a degree. That's not a trade, though.
That's what I'm saying. Versus a trade, like I said, for a plumber, that's something specific. Not everybody can fix a toilet.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying with electrician. Like the same thing with electrician. Electrician is a trade.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying, my whole point is, people don't understand why trades are so important. Everything that you see around you had to be built.
Exactly.
So plumbing is a built-in thing. And so is like construction. Construction is a business. And if you know, a lot of people always would, your grandparents were telling your parents, go get a city job so you can be set for life. Those are goals for a lot of people. Now, you're younger, so you do not understand this. But when the city job means that you get to work 5 to 6 days out of the week, 9 to 5,
you're
off on weekends, and you get to see your kids get to live their life, you live your life. So a city job was always goals. You get off every holiday, and you don't have to work all the other holidays. So that's also a part of the trade system. There's people that deal with trash. And the weirdest thing is, most of the trades that exist in this world, most of the people that do the trades are always mostly likely Latinx people and people that did not think they were going to amount to much.
Well,
and when those people
I will say this, people who do collect garbage makes more than those teachers who told them they're going to collect garbage. So just keep that in mind.
I mean, that's my whole point with most of these jobs. Like, the job I work at now is paying a lot more than most. So do people that work at fast food restaurants, and so does fine dining. If you're a person that is great at customer service, fine dining is great for you now. I don't know how long it will be, but do not forget, your personality helps you the most. If you are a bitter bitch, please get a trade. Unless you know how to become a very great, studious person about things, it's better for you to have a trade. I tell all the people to have trades. And also, people don't know this, cosmetology, it's a trade. So,
yes.
It's a trade. If you know how to cut hair, it's a trade.
But that's something that's always needed versus you working at, for instance, an accounting firm and they lay you off. You're probably not going to get laid off doing hair because that's something that's always going to be needed.
And then you can, and so like, what I would say about that is because I was going to go to school to be a cosmetologist when I was younger. So things like that, it does take skill, but also it takes willpower. Anything that's in a trade, if you are young at say 18 to 20 and 21, and you're listening to this, or like if you're 17 or 16, and you're like, I don't like trades. This is not for you, but this is for you. Get the trade. Learn how to do the trade. 5 years in, you'll make more money than you think. A lot of these jobs suck, but they make more money than people think. Because guess what? You can set your rates. If you set your rates of how to fix something or how to set a business up, like plumbing is the best business in the world because guess what happened? Plumbing affects everything in the household. So does lighting. So being an electrician, you can be a part of a whole construction team. So within plumbing. Same thing. People are still building houses. We're in America. We're tearing down all the wilderness for homes. So that's the biggest deal. I am a person that is a comedian. So my trade for myself is to get you from being a dark person into finding your light again. Talking about traumatic ass shit to weird shit. But it took a long time for me to get here. Will it take a long time for you to get where you're going? Yes. To anyone that's in college? Yes. To anyone that's not knowing what they're going to do next? Yes. If you are pregnant inside and you're pregnant with your baby, yes. Shit is crazy. For education purposes for this episode, I don't know what I would do for my children, but I will tell you this. I do believe that my kids will be homeschooled unless me and their father could not do that because of what his passion in life is and what my passion in life is, and unless we fully establish it before we have children, they will have to be watched by his parents, by his mom or grandma. With this particular person, it's his mom, his grandma, or they would have to be somewhere down here. And the only person I trust like that is my own parents and my own siblings, and those are the only people I trust. So I don't believe in allowing children to be around strangers until they're 6 years old, personally speaking. I don't know if my kids will ever go to a public school because of the climates we are now. I don't feel safe. If right. I don't feel safe for my children, that doesn't make sense for me. And I want the curriculum to benefit my child. There are a lot of people now that do not want their children in school because of COVID.
Because of COVID. And
but also mentioned, because the teaching qualities have gotten worse. Teaching now sucks.
Well.
But the reason why I say it sucks is because it's not like it once was. When I was in kindergarten, I had two teachers and it was at least 20 to 30 of us. We had two teachers with that many people. From my high school, from that to high school, imagine going from all these kids knowing one teacher at least until fifth grade, and then there's 20 to 30 students in each classroom. That's too many fucking kids. You will not catch everything a child issues are with that many kids in
a classroom. You have too many students, and this is a specifically American problem, though. The problem with the teaching system in America
is you have.
They're underpaid.
And then it's not enough. And then
you have too many students.
And too many kids.
And too many kids.
And the problem also is that, like, public schools can be great. I was in part of a public school, and I'm not going to lie.
You and me both were in public school, so.
I mean, what I'm saying is they're charter schools now. And charter schools aren't good for people. They're not, because they're going to get people to do both. And the worst thing is that fucks up public schooling. It's what happens to gentrification. Charter schools help gentrification, and that's not good for people. So we have private schools, which is cute. I think it's nice. I don't really believe in that. I do believe the fact that I will, if I have the choice, I will raise my child and raise my kids. Jerika and Jermaine Jr., both of them.
That name. But anyway, continue.
Jermaine Jr. is a perfect name.
The female name, but anyway.
Jermaine Jr. is a perfect name. So, end of the day.
Wait. Okay.
So.
I know this is off topic. Did you say a female name is Jermaine Jr.?
Our best identity.
Anyway.
So, at the end of the day, what I'm saying to you is this. If you are the LGBTI+, especially to women under LGBTI+, things can happen to you where you'll get pregnant. If you are also a lesbian, or if you are the ones that are only sleep with, you know, same parts downstairs, things can happen to you where you can have a baby. You have to figure out what would you want to bring in this world. It sucks, but it's a thought process. What do you want to teach your children? What type of process will you want to have your child to have? So that's what I think of as a homosexual male that wants to date a male, that wants to adopt, that also may want to just, you know, turkey base. So those are the thought processes that I have to keep in my head, and that's also something I have to discuss with my partner, because we want children. We both do choose to want children. But that's the thing, because I do want my kid to know, to be a romantic person, individual, and I do want them also to know that they have the means of that both their dads will give them the means to have an education that I feel is proper for themselves. I do want to say this to a lot of people. If you have hobbies, keep them hobbies going, because them hobbies will probably make you more money than you think. A lot of things that you don't realize is a hobby that you don't think of a hobby, like drawing, like you having creative fiction of a story that you find that you think is very riveting.
Okay, but think about it. You have to think about this too. 20 years ago, there was no YouTube, and people are making money off YouTube. 20 years ago, there was no OnlyFans, and people are making money off OnlyFans.
See, my whole point is both of those is that those are both true. But we also had origami. We also have art. We also had music. We also have rap. Rap music is from 1970s. We also have jazz. We also have country music. Most of these are things that did not make money at first, and then it made money over time. Whatever you do could become the equality. We have Etsy. I don't trust Etsy, but I do like the fact that Etsy is a thing. So there are a lot of things that you can do that you have as a hobby. Like, you know, people that create their own soaps. People that create their own conditioners. If you're a cosmetologist, you know what I mean when I say this. If you're a naturalist, you know what I mean when I'm saying this. When you create your own oil bottle, that's a business. You can create anything. I do recommend LLCs, because that's something I've been looking at for a minute, and I just thought about it again, like, I got to give me one soon. But I won't go on probably to next year. I got to figure out on my name and everything like that. It's a thing. So, personally speaking, do I recommend college? Yes. I do recommend trades more, because trades will get you further than a college degree. It is funny to say that to people. It is fucked up that that's true. You took 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 years of your life to get an associate degree, to get your doctorate, and you don't know what to do now. It is very scary to become a professional student, and then you graduate, and then you have all this debt. You graduate, and you don't know what to do with yourself. It goes to the point of, what do we do now? Where do we go? Where are we going to go from this? That's the weirdest thought process that people always forget, that we keep like as a crosswords for people. Because when you go from your bachelor's degree and you learn all this, okay, so like, let's say for instance, if it's your bachelor's degree, you took your internship, you love where you're going from internship, but now they hired all the people and they just have interns, what you gonna do now?
Are you going to move again?
Well, that's just going back to saying, just because you feel like you want to do something now doesn't mean you're going to do that for the rest of your life.
And that's my, and that's the worst thing. That's the wildest thing to tell people is that you, whatever you do in life, it will change. So your degree does matter. And you having a degree is a great achievement. To anyone out there that got multiple degrees, I'm so proud of you. That are going for the multiple degrees, I'm so proud of you. Any degree that you have, proud of you. You've worked so hard for this degree. That degree may not ever be utilized or can be fully utilized. It depends where you choose to go.
Well, see, I want to change people's mind and thinking. I know it's just me saying that, but like, for instance, when I have kids, yes, I went to college. Yes, my partner went to college. Would I suggest, would I shove the thought of college down my kid's throat? No, I would not. I would not shove it down their throat the way it was shoved down mine. But however, with college, I feel like, yeah, that degree is useful. You will always have that degree. Mm-hmm. But I think people need to look at having that degree as more of a backup instead of the main source.
So I understand it, and I will add to this. It is hard to add on that tactic because
you've been told so much.
It's more of you worked so hard.
Yeah.
If it took 4 to 5 years to get your bachelor's degree, you earned that bitch. Now you have to pay that bitch back within 6 months. So what you gonna do now? And if your bachelor's degree is in something that you knew or you went in there like, this, it makes money. I've researched it. It makes money. Now it's 5 years. What if it doesn't make as much money now and you don't know where to go? If you wasn't working your full 5 years of that and you're now 23 years old and you got 6 months to start paying back all your college dues, what are you going to do now?
Well,
it's the natural thought process.
Will say this. For someone who has paid back college loans, they do it by income now. It didn't used to always be that way. And also, they have deferred payments. So, for right now, with COVID and everything, I was going to start paying on my college loans because I have not paid on them yet because I've deferred. But because I wasn't making the money that I could to pay it back. But because of COVID, that just deferred it even further for me now. And that way, COVID benefited me. But I will say to students out there, like I said, it's just such an investment. You need to make sure that you are mentally ready, you are financially ready,
and also be prepared for not being ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long process. So the weirdest thing to tell you is that you are going to want to choose college. No one really wants to lie to you and say, oh no, you want to live free. A lot of you do. But that's because you are under the roof of your parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, whomever is your caretaker. That is something that naturally is what you want to do. Your best option sometimes is the trade, but a lot of you don't understand the magnitude of what that trade will exist. The worst thing is the college that you'll go to may be credible, may not be credible. But the best thing about colleges truly is the friendship that'll come out of it and those opportunities from those friendships. The best thing also is for yourself is to realize you need to get a new peace of mind and you have to change your ways of living. College may give you that best possibility because you will not be under the rails of family and you will teach you self-reliance. And you having 4 to 16 years of self-reliance, I don't know, you could be a doctor. It takes a long time to be a doctor.
Yes.
So what I'm saying to you is you have to figure out yourself from being the child of a parent to now being 18, 17, 19, and going to your first year of college, not understanding what all this means, and now understanding that you're going to do a different type of life where there's drugs. There always was. You've been around drugs since you were 12. you now have more peer pressure.
You've been around jokes before that, because for me, with me being on, inhaler because my asthma, I was on drugs before the age of 12.
See, that's not a party drug, and that's not a pressure drug. You being me, that's not the same type of issue.
No, but so some people do use steroids recreationally.
Yes, but the whole point of this recreation, what I'm saying to you is, you've been offered or been around people that's been on drugs for a long period of time. You will feel peer pressured. You are going to feel peer pressure. You're going to have a lot of pressure pushing on you from college, from getting your grades together, to if you got in there because if you having a particular sport, because you're very smart. There are a lot of reasons how you got into school. Now you have to figure out how to make this shit work for you. And making something work for you is a goal, but also is an acknowledgement of how you make passion happens. You got to make magic out of whatever you do. You have up to 80 years of living after you graduate high school. You have that many more years to live. So you going to college for your particular years while you're still growing as a person and your cranium still growing as a person may be best, because you're dumb and you really are trying the best to survive, and you getting that degree and you not knowing how, and you like, it happened. That because you just was like staying down and doing what you got to do. It's a thing. Once you live a life, it is harder to go back to college.
Yes, I will
Once
say that.
Once you live a life, you do not want to be structuralized again. Once you live a life, you ain't never give a damn about no damn trade. It is hard to tell people, I was going to go to cosmetics. I was going to be a Cosmo man. But I realized I had to touch other people's scalps, and that turned me the hell off. And it really does mess with you.
Wait. We just got to talk about this for a second. You wanted to be a cosmetologist and didn't realize.
No, because I mean, you got to think about other people's scalps. They're not nice. They're not nasty. They're not make me nasty.
Wait, but you did know at some point.
I wanted to do natural hair only.
But, okay, we'll see. You can't go into it like that.
Well, no, because I could do my own hair. And then, like, I know I did my own hair. I just want to get my skills up so I can do.
Yeah, but you being a cosmetologist, you gotta.
But this is the thing.
Deal with everybody.
This is just 25 me. That's why it doesn't seem what I'm saying. My cranium fully grew. But I still was like other people's heads. And most people at cosmetology schools, you gotta deal with a lot of older women that want the same old thing. No.
Yeah.
Learn about makeup. You gotta learn about man's hair. That's a trade. See what I'm saying? I'm telling you a trade. That's part one trade.
Look, because honestly,
learning about the other things.
Because honestly, if I were to do school now, I would go back for makeup. But however, that's a part of cosmetology, and you gotta do hair too. Mm-hmm. And see, I don't want to do that. I just want to do makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the word. That's the honest thing to teach people is that if you can, I really will say this to anyone that is 16 and 17, trade from college to trade. If you can trade to a trade while you're in school, most of the time you can graduate within a year of your trade. You can finish it and graduate and you'll have your trade under your belt. And that means you can do whatever you want to do afterwards.
Yeah.
It is really funny to tell you this because I at least with my photography, me taking 2 years of photography, I didn't need a degree for it. But moral of the story is I still know what to do because I took the photography. I'm like that second year bitch. But that's a different story there.
But I will encourage y'all to do this. If you are 14 or in high school or whatever, I would encourage you get creative with those electives. You don't have to take the same old boring electives that your friends are taking just because y'all want to be in the same class together. Get creative. Maybe take a sewing class. I did when I was in high school. I enjoyed it. Yes, I did. But however, if you don't take certain classes and try to expand your horizons, mm-hmm. you don't know what you like.
It is hard. It's something I will tell people more and more. whatever you research may help you the most. So if you're a person that's very inquisitive in the world, whatever you keep researching is something that you're probably more passionate about. So if you are, I would say, 12 to 16 to 18, figure out what do you keep thinking about in your head. See if that's something that you should go with along with first.
But however, I will say, I do have a friend in high school and stuff. He never thought about doing anything with shop or anything like that. He took one class in high school with shop. And to this day, he has his own shop business. So he works on cars and everything.
Yeah,
his
own shop. With all that being said, we got to wrap it up.
It's been a long episode.
He owes me a soda. But we really, really hope that you think about your future. And with all that said, thanks for listening. You can hear this on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate us with 5 stars. It helps. It really does help. Leave us a review, especially thank you to Anchor. You also have a Patreon, TikTok for $5, and Thick for $10. And to VIP Plus, you can talk to one of us with 20. And you can find us on Instagram at the Art of Sexuality Pod, at individually, at Mr.ChefTy, and at Jermaine Calando. And I think that's it.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.